Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. Don Todrin calling from Second Wind Consultants, checking in, seeing how everybody's doing. All right, so you know, when I look at our website, which we get quite a bit of traffic, many eyeballs looking at our website, and when I look at it and do the on it and find out what are the words that people are searching that come to us, and the most popular one of all is bankruptcy alternative. And that makes sense, because in this world, our system is based on pay or die. Just that simple. Yo the dough, pay, or get wiped out. Foreclosure, bankruptcy, whatever it may be, but you're going to lose. There's no gray. There's no in-between. Not with banks, not with the taxing authorities. There's no place to go. Pay or die. So I used to be a bankruptcy attorney many years ago, and was confronted with this tremendous frustration that as I brought small businesses into bankruptcy court to try to reorganize under Chapter 11 and wanting a second chance, they would get converted to a 7 and eliminated, liquidated. And it was extremely frustrating. We couldn't access a Chapter 11 workout plan, because most of my small business clients didn't qualify. Now, let me explain to you. This is very important. Because not only is my workout program an alternative to bankruptcy, bankruptcy is not an option. That's my point. It's not an option. If you go there, you go there to be liquidated. That's not good. Now, the plan simply is under Chapter 11, the business reorganizes, wipes out some of the debt, restructures some of the debt, and creates a favorable financial environment so you can succeed, move on. Now, there's one caveat that's extremely important. This is not a matter of right. You don't get to say, I'm going to do the 11 and I'm going to, you know, like I'm going to create a business plan that will spread out the debt and eliminate some of it and it's all good. No, that doesn't work. You see, the banks being in a secured position have a right to have a secured loan. They really do. The courts say this. And if your business is upside down, and in essence, there isn't adequate collateral to cover the loan, and there never is, then that part of the loan not covered by adequate collateral is unsecured. And the courts won't require the banks to hold on to unsecured debt when they started off with secured debt. So the bank then has a right to file a motion to say, hey, inadequate protection, lift the stay and let me liquidate them. And while the court always has discretion, the reality is they're going to honor that motion every time. It's really simple. Bankruptcy is not a place for a small business. Now, Delta Airlines can go in there because they've got hundreds and hundreds of planes that are worth a lot of money. And they'll get refinancing under bankruptcy, and they'll get to continue and work it out. But small businesses, there isn't a small business that I know of that has adequate collateral to cover the depth of their loans. So going into Chapter 11 with the intent to reorganize so that you can survive is foolhardy. It won't happen. You're going to pay your bankruptcy lawyer a lot of money, and he's going to get tossed out on his ear rather quickly. And then you're dead. You've lost the business. Your personal guarantees are still viable because you haven't filed on yourself. You filed an 11 on the business. And you're going to be right back in the stew without a business, without the cash flow, and still owing that enormous amount of personal debt. You're going to have to file a Chapter 7 for yourself after filing an 11 for the business. Now, that's a mess. That's not pretty. That's not what we want to have happen. But that's what happens every day of the week when we listen to the Chapter 11 bankruptcy attorney say, yes, I can file a plan. I can get you out of this. I can do this. I can do that. Now, there are other issues. I'm going to generalize because there are 50 states and therefore 50 different rules, but they're similar. And the other issue is, you know, there were days when we had good businesses and good times, and we paid down our mortgages, and the real estate has come back, and there's a large amount of equity. Now, granted, in many states, you can protect your home. I agree with that. But just in many states, if there's significant equity, you've got to account for it. Depends upon the state you're in, but you can't walk with equity and kill the debt. So Chapter 11 is dangerous for many reasons. It may even cost you your home. Now, there's a third issue. When you file the chapter, the court then has jurisdiction and the trustee has power and authority over you and your assets and your business. Now, they earn off of the liquidation of your assets, off of the cash that comes through your business. They earn off of that, I mean, through their bankruptcy court. So while I'm certain they're going to be fair and right, but you've lost control. What they decide is going to happen is what's going to happen, not you or your lawyer. Now, you have rights to file motions and plans, but at the end of the day, the trustee and the bankruptcy court decides in their infinite wisdom what they're going to do with you, and they do it. I've seen some terrible conclusions. I've seen some businesses destroyed that shouldn't have been. I've seen so many businesses liquidated that could have been successful. But the trustees, in their own manner and way, liquidate the business under the motion of the court by the bank. And that's the end of it all. You lose the business and you still owe the debt. Not good. Now, this chapter 13, which is kind of like a no-fault chapter, you're going to pay virtually all the debt, but they're going to spread it out, make it easier for you. Well, so I say the same thing. I mean, pushing the can down the road, I mean, big deal. I mean, if you can't afford the debt, then you can't afford the debt. Stretching it out makes it easier on your cash flow, but it's still more debt than your business can handle. What's the point? Chapter 7, well, you know, Chapter 7 is the liquidation. Go there to end it all. Get rid of your business. Get rid of all your debt. But don't go business. I talked to people that filed Chapter 7s on their business and then were exposed to their personal guarantee. I mean, if you're going to do anything, file a Chapter 7 on your personal guarantee and walk away from the business. Who cares? It's you that you were worried about, not your business. Once you get that underwater, that distraught, once you have to file it for protection, you're filing for yourself, not the business. The business is going to be dead. So if you're done with the business, file a personal bankruptcy on yourself. Get rid of it all. Probably a good idea. Forget Chapter 13. It's the same amount of debt, just spread out. In Chapter 11, it's going to convert to a 7. No point in it. You don't have adequate collateral. You can't survive. The bank won't let you. And by the way, if it's an SBA guaranteed loan, their incentive is to liquidate you because they get their payoff. So, really, forget this word bankruptcy. Alternative to bankruptcy, yes. And that's what we are. That's what we do. We preserve the business and get rid of the debt and reduce the personal guarantees to pennies. What a great program. No kidding. It's, as I hear so often, it's too good to be true. And I get that. It solves all the issues. But it is true. And it is good. No doubt. So that's my message for the day. Forget about this bankruptcy stuff. It's not the answer. And if you're going to do a bankruptcy, then you might as well get ready to shut the doors and do the 7 on yourselves and walk away. Clean, done, the end. Hopefully you'll protect your home. And by all means, you know, get bankruptcy advice. By all means. Alternatively, come to us, see our strategies. We'll buy you out of your debt at pennies on the dollar. Buy you out of your personal guarantee at pennies on the dollar. Business survives. You survive. Debt is gone. Life is good. That's the plan that works. That's the place you want to be. That's the option. All right, folks, just wanted to clarify that. Figure out what this bankruptcy thing means. It's not a free pass. It's not a path to success. It's a path to disaster. Debt workout, debt forgiveness. That's done by the second wind strategists. We own that. That we can deliver. All right. Talk to you next week. Good luck. Bye now.